And welcome, everybody, to episode 599 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Better than expected, considering how the first half of the day went.
No, that sucks, man. What happened?
Yeah, I took my day off, and then I went to get Deadly Premonition from Best Buy, and came back, and then I was dealing with like extreme allergy problems pretty much all day.
Yuck, man! Allergies suck, dude.
Like, it started raining and power went off at one point.
Ooh, yeah. Spooky day for you so far, man. But hopefully we can brighten your day, man. I mean, I know Breakman can brighten your day. Breakman, how are you, man?
And then I found out that I have to work 10-hour days next week for 4 days, but I don't have to work Friday, but still 10 hours. That's a lot of hours.
That's a lot of hours, but at least you get that extra day off. Breakman, how are you?
I know it brightens anybody's day.
You know what?
That's a happy cowbell.
Cowbells always bring the happiness, man. They always bring the happiness, man. Breakman, how are you, man?
Okay.
Okay? Just okay. All right. Hey, before we get started, I know I said it before we officially started the show, but next week is episode 600 of RP Grinder, so hopefully you can join us live. If you're in the chat, you have a chance to win a free video game that we're giving away, a video game of your choice. If you're like Wyland, I think he's the only person in chat right now. So if you're Wyland, you would have a really good chance of winning a video game. So make sure you be in chat and you have a good shot
at winning. I watched Break pretend to be Wyland.
Yeah, he like changes his name to Wyland, and yeah, Commander Roots in there and Wyland, but more people will join. But you have a really good shot at winning a video game, is what I'm saying. Trivia question, just one trivia, and then I have one for the archive listeners. I'm going to give away a $25 gift card to an archive listener that once they hear the show and give us the correct answer at RP Grinders, we will give you a $25 gift card. So
the answer is purple.
Yeah, it's definitely not purple. But
I like how Best Buy enforces people to wear a mask, like customers and employees.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's really good. Walmart sure doesn't. They don't give a fuck who goes in there, which is insane, but you know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, but whatever. Okay, well, why don't we get started with the news?
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
In fact, if you didn't have one, they could have offered you one.
Yeah, that's... Oh, wow, they're even offering them. That's cool.
The little disposable ones.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that more, but still people not wearing masks. Going into places, they're like, here's free mask, here's wipes, and then, like, nah.
Hand sanitizer, too.
Yeah, I want to really hurt those people, but then I don't want to get anywhere near them.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get sick, dude. All right, Eric, yeah. What do we got first?
We've got from RPG site, Dragon Mark for Death is coming to the PS4, and it's got a release date of July 22nd. $30 for the retail release. No, wait. This is a digital release, but I'm pretty sure this game launched at 15. So why are they charging extra? That is weird.
That is weird.
Maybe it was 20, but still, it's like, I think it's because all the content is available at your fingertips. Because the way they did it with Switch is they like released content burst, and you could buy them piecemeal.
Yeah,
but the initial cost was $15, I think. Yeah. But you could get the retail one for the full price. But they add some more content that's free, I think, for extra characters. But the PC version came out not too long ago. But that's cool, I guess. Sorry, Break. No Xbox One version for you.
Yeah. I hate that when they exclude just like one or the other, either the PS5 or the Xbox, man. That really, really blows. I'm looking at this game. You think it's worth $40, Eric? Like, it looks cool.
I heard the single-player campaign was kind of eh, but they've done a lot to it since its initial launch, so maybe it's worth it at this point. Oh, but I think you'd probably wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, for sale. I mean, it looks cool. The art style is really cool. It's like, you know, pixelized, you know, like 8-bit type or 16-bit type graphics. But, man, like $40, man, that seems like a really high price point. But all right, anything else on this, Eric?
No.
All right, Break, you are up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, because it was taking a month to load, Monster Rancher 2 got ported to Nintendo Switch, iOS, and Android in Japan this fall. Oh, gets ported. My bad. Misread that. Misread it. Koei Tecmo. It's Toei Kekmo, right? I think they have it wrong on here. Yeah. The game will be out in fall of 2020. So, widely regarded as the best platforming game in the series, Monster Rancher 2 was a major improvement from its prequel and almost doubled the amount of monster species and better graphics and music. Monster Rancher 2 was originally available on PlayStation 1 in 1999, and it is well known not only in Japan but also worldwide for the features that let players generate monsters using any kind of compact disc and combine two different monsters to produce another monster with a new look.
Yeah.
Just like the first Monster Rancher port, generated monsters through CDs is substituted with an online CD title database. The Nintendo Switch version also still supports single Joy-Con controls for local versus. The Slate system, where you can generate a monster from Monster Rancher 1 save data, is also available here as long as the prequel save data is on the same platform. The original Japanese PlayStation release was known for having a part-time job minigame accessible by connecting a pocket station. This will be, oh my god, I forgot about those things. This will be included in-game for the upcoming ports. There are some items that can only be acquired by playing the minigame. I gotta fix them again. Toei Kekmo will also add more improvements and features that weren't made on the original PS1 version, just like the game's port. The recent port of the first game has never been localized to date, and localization for this port has yet to be announced either. So there you go.
Yeah, so we'll
probably... I think they should just skip Monster Hunter 1 and just do 2.
Yeah, 2 I heard it was really good, so...
And they'll just include all the PS1 monsters as a bonus, so that you don't have to worry about not having it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really nice. But we can't have anything for free, Eric, so... You know,
it'll be DLC.
How dare you suggest, you know, we get something extra, you know, so... All right, let's move
free.
On. Free. Yeah, free. What's free? Are you crazy? Let's move on to the next story, and this is definitely not going to be free. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Limited Run Games announces physical releases for Grandia HD Collection, Bug Fables, and more. So, Grandia HD Collection, which I would be interested in, comes... RP2M. Oh, shit. Let me...
I already bought the digital version.
Yeah. August 7th, Castlevania Anniversary Collection. Ooh, for the PS4 and Switch. Q3 2020 includes Castlevania, Castlevania 2 Simon's Quest, Castlevania 3 Dracula's Curse, Super Castlevania 4 Castlevania the Adventure, Castlevania 2 Belmont's Revenge, Castlevania Bloodlines, and Kid Dracula. Kid Dracula
also includes all the Japanese versions of those, I think, for most of them.
Ooh, this is cool. Bloodstained Curse of the Moon 2 for the PS4 and Switch. Jesus, no Xbox love, man. I can't believe
there's already a physical release for Curse of the Moon. So yeah. You're not worried about that.
And Bug Fables, The Everlasting Sapling, also for the PS4 and Switch. So there's a presentation here, and it's about.
But there's an image on there, but like it also says Mega Neptunia, Mega Dimension Neptunia 7, so it's getting one. And East Origin for Switch, which we're going to talk about, right?
Yep. Okay, Eric, next story.
Next story is about Warhammer Chaos Bane. It's going to be coming to the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. And no release window, but it's next year sometime.
Ooh, next year. I hate when they don't give us at least even a fucking window, man. That shit sucks. Like,
well, it's probably not going to be this year, so that's what I'm saying.
I understand that, but man, that's like, why even bother making this a news story, you know? All right, Break, what do we got next?
Because somebody has work to do or something. They gotta get paid.
I guess.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Rogue Lords is a dark fantasy roguelike where you play as the devil. Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And Nacon has posted a new story-focused trailer for Rogue Lords, a dark fantasy roguelike where you play as the devil. Rogue Lords is set to release in 2021 for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Oh, they covered everybody, thank God.
Yeah.
And an Acon Connect live stream, our director Camille Lesor, I probably butchered that, sorry, describes the game's premise and combat. The devil's return to the living world alongside disciples such as Dracula and Bloody Mary. The game is a turn-based roguelike where the players explore a procedurally generated 3D map. Find a new trailer. There's a trailer below. I'll just skip ahead here. Dark Tale. After being defeated many moons ago, you have finally returned with your most trusted disciples to take revenge on those wretched demon hunters. Play run after run and collect ancient artifacts to take back your power and claim your rightful place. Build your team from famous evil geniuses like Dracula, the Headless Horseman, and Bloody Mary. Upgrade your skills and create synergies to dispose of the mortals who dare to stand in your way. Unlock new spells, collect souls, make the right choices in events, and use your powers to crush the forces of good. Ooh, I want to know more about this game.
It looks like if you took Darkest Dungeon, but added, like, the devil and, like, his underlings to it. It looks cool, man. I mean, if you're into sadistic pain and torture, then this is probably going to be the game, man.
I know. Blood and guts. Oh, my goodness. I can't handle any of that stuff.
It looks good, man. I was looking at the trailer. It was funny. They have two quote-unquote trailers. The first trailer had, like, no gameplay. I'm like, why even bother? And then, luckily, there was another trailer below, and it shows the game off. And like I said, it's got an art style not quite as dark as Darkest Dungeon, but it's in that vein, you know. So if you're into that, this would probably be where you want to be. So, yeah. Anything else?
I mean, it looks interesting to me. Like, you play as some mythical villains like Dracula and shit, and of course you're the devil.
Yeah, I mean, cool. So you should be able to just whip everybody's ass, you know? That's what I'm gathering from it, you know? Just go through the game and just, like, you're, like, in God mode, but you're actually in, like, devil mode.
Devil mode.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? All right, Eric, I think you're up next.
Devil mode.
Devil mode, you know that.
Next is
Werewolf, like a heavy metal song.
Yeah,
Werewolf the Apocalypse Earthblood launches on February 4th, 2021, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and the Epic Games Store. No Steam release.
Yeah,
because I guess they gave them money because Epic does that.
I'm kind of excited for this game. It doesn't graphically look like the greatest thing ever, but if it has the mechanics of Werewolf the Apocalypse tabletop game, I'm in, man. I mean, that's that was a cool tabletop game, Werewolf the Apocalypse. So,
Werewolf.
How dare you? How dare you make fun of me? You're exiled. And my dog is exiled too. You're exiled, bitch.
I thought that was a cat for a moment.
No, it's a whiny chihuahua that I inherited. So, she's a whiny bitch. But anyways, yeah. So it looks good. I'm down to know more about this game. It looks like just a, you know, one of your traditional action RPG games with werewolves. So I'm good. I'm totally down for that. All right. Let's see. Whose turn is it next? Oh shit! I'll take it because I skipped myself. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Let's see. Action RPG Still Rising announced for next generation consoles and PCs, even though there's no real window for it. So, you know, whatever.
Well, you know what? I mean, you're complaining about Windows, but I think the idea that they need a window kind of it puts them in a restriction, you know? Like, you got to get the game done by a certain amount of time as opposed to get the game good by
I get it, but with how many games are released in any given year, Breakman, like what good does it do to release a trailer like now? Like maybe like 6 months before you release the game or something, you come out with like a teaser, and then 3 months before it's like, oh, look at this gameplay trailer and we're releasing in 3 months, you know? I mean, that's
well, if it's like small companies, you know, I understand. They need to get the interest out there. They need people to know that, hey, this game is here. We'll be looking at, we'll be working on this. Hey.
How many people follow that through the years, though, Breakman? Like, I know we've talked about several games, like, on this show that we're like, oh, okay. And then, like, 2-3 weeks later, we just fucking forget about it. You know, like, we're I mean, our attention spans are...
There are some games we're waiting for. Like, Drop Bear Claw. We want to get them back on here sometime.
Yeah, that would be... I mean...
Bear Bites.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I said. I misheard.
He was thinking of Bear Claws, man. He's hungry, man. You know,
so I am hungry, actually. Not Bear Claws do sound good. Damn you, Frank.
But yeah, but see, look, here... Okay, I'm going to say this, right? Okay, it's a teaser trailer, right? We have no fucking gameplay. We have no idea, like, what... You know, literally anything about this game. So, like, what is, like, literally, what's the point? A few screenshots of, like, darkness? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying just...
It sounds like pseudo-French Revolution with high technology, like Nier Automata.
Ooh, speaking of French Revolution, I played Plague's Tale Innocence, which I'll talk about later. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I don't see the point in releasing, like, anything right now. Like, give us a little more information, then we might get really excited. Like, even with the Drop Bear Bites games, we got a little bit of gameplay, you know? Like, a really solid gameplay trailer. So, I don't know. All right, who's next? I think it's Break. Is it Break? Break, you there? Did we lose Break? How can we lose Break? Jesus Christ.
Skype, hello?
There you are. We thought we lost Skype, you.
I hate you so goddamn much. comes just live from RPG site. .emo bringing Ease Origin and Nintendo Switch in 2020. They've announced there's going to be a physical copy sometime in 2020. Don't freak out, Frank. A physical release, a retail release of the game will be available through limited run games as well as some European retailers in both standard and collector's formats. Pre-orders for limited run will open tomorrow, which, since this is, you know, from another... When was this? The 7th? Yeah, they're open already, so yeah. Go ahead and do that. Yeah. Ease Origin originally released for PC in Japan in 2006, which acts as the chronological first entry in the long-standing Ease RPG series. The RPG saw its original English release on Steam in 2012 via XE Games, and .emu has... later released PlayStation 4, PlayStation Vita, and Xbox One versions. What's a Vita?
Yeah, what's a Vita? Ease Origin's a really good game. I didn't beat all three scenarios, but it's a really fun game, man. And I could see it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it would lend really well to the Switch, too. So if you want this game, I would probably recommend getting it on the Switch. That would probably be the best way to play it. So there you go. Go ahead and Break.
As far as the collector's edition, it comes with the original game, original soundtrack, steelbook, collector's edition art book, and 18x24 reversible poster.
Ooh, so there. I do like reversible posters. That's cool.
No pins anywhere. Thank God.
All right, Eric. I know, no pins.
Or any other stupid add-ons, really. I mean, it's soundtracks and steelbook stuff that kind of can be useful.
I do like steelbooks, man. Steelbooks are kind of cool.
As opposed to just kind of sitting around your room doing absolute jack shit.
Yeah, they don't do anything, but they...
I mean,
they
posters look nice. They have the excuse of being flat and not really taking up any room.
Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Unless you put them up on your wall, then you run out of room like I did. Like, I used to have so many laminated posters, man. It was unbelievable. I lost those in the divorce, too, though. So, yeah. I mean, that was a lot of money, man. Like, I literally had, like, probably hundreds of posters that, at least 100 posters that were all laminated. And it's not cheap to laminate shit. All right, Eric, what we got?
Well, the Lost Fulcrum Studio has announced strategy RPG Vagrus or Vagrus, I don't know. The Riven Realms will launch early access for Steam and GOG on July 22nd. Free prologue demo of the game will be available on July 10th, so today. Developed by a small team based in Budapest.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Say it was a crowdsourced campaign last year, and they raised $9,000 for it.
$9,000. That's it. That's what they. Oh,
or $90,000. Sorry. Oh,
yeah. I was gonna say like $9,000. You can make a game for $9,000.
Well, I was looking at it. I was like, they did a pretty good job with $9,000, man. That's impressive. Even $90,000, it's pretty impressive.
But not to a game developer.
Yeah. Says they began life as a homebrew tabletop RPG formed by a group of role players who decided to bring their creative aspirations to a new game. And it's got a branching narrative, turn-based combat, resource management, unique companions.
Yeah. It looks okay. I mean, they did a little bit of gameplay. I mean,
what does Riven mean, though? I'm wondering what that means.
That was in, what was that? KOTOR, man. Darth Revan, wasn't it?
That was Revan, not Riven.
Oh, okay. I'm mistaking. But yeah, it looks okay. I mean, from what I've seen, so... You know, if you're into strategy RPGs.
So Revan had a brother, is what you're saying.
Yeah, Riven and Revan. Did you ever hear of that Star Wars, the Riven and Revan story? So
yeah, actually, no, now you say it, I do remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a pretty good story. It was a surprise who turned out to be the bad guy at the end, even though
yeah,
I already
knew. I like when they, like tortured the Ewoks. That was pretty cool. Yeah. All right.
I thought you said they were going to torture the Gungans.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or Jar Jar Binks.
I'll go ahead and do the last story. This comes to us from Silicon Era.
That's mean.
Sakuna. I hate fucking Ewoks, man. I can't stand Ewoks.
Such bullies. I hurt like the innocent Gungans and the sweet teddy bear Ewoks. Like, guys are a bunch of bullies.
Fucking teddy bear Ewoks. Look like goddamn, like, I don't know, like pugs on two legs or something, man. Ugh. Sakuna of Rice and Ruin. Physical copies will arrive in 2020. Dungeons in chat. He says, yes, break. Haven't you heard about the tragedy of Darth Revan the Wise? Exactly. I'm going to read this sentence, and I don't know if this makes sense, but it has been since XSEED Games said much about... I don't even know what they're trying to say.
It's been a while, I think.
I think that's what they're trying to say. Said much about Edelweiss's Sakuna of Rice and Ruin. Featured prominently at E3. I'm going to skip this ad so you can actually see. Ah, what the... Jesus Christ, what the...
What?
I don't know what's going on there, but let's see. But it hasn't appeared too often since then. We know it'll arrive in 2020, so there you go. The standard model will be $39.99. You can go with the collector's edition, which is called the Divine Edition. They'll get the game and lots of extras for $59.
This game's been in development for like 5 years.
It looks like you're going to get a tea bag with this.
Nice.
Actual tea bag.
Yeah, an actual tea bag.
Oh, I thought you meant like somebody was going to come to your house and like tea bag you.
Yeah, exactly. I've heard of that legend, Wyland says. So it looks like you get like a book, it looks like, maybe soundtrack and some other stuff, some other goodies, and an actual tea bag. Not tea bag in the game. So there you go. So 2020 for that. And that, my friends, is the news.
Yes!
So, yeah, I know. we're done with the news, yay.
I'm guessing the teabag's reusable and you pour your tea in the bag.
Yeah. Dungeon says the art for the packaging looks really good. You know what it reminded me of? Is like Muramasa type art, Dungeon.
Like really real teabags? Like not somebody coming to your house and like putting their balls in your mouth? Like, no. Sure, like, who has a coffee maker anymore? Like everybody has the K cup things.
Do they? I don't. I still have just a coffee.
Oh, you live in the Stone Age.
How dare you, son of a bitch. You're exiled, man. No, I don't.
You still hate K-cups, a lot of technology like the
coffee,
wheel.
Not tea.
I hate the wheel, you son of a bitch.
Modern technology, this newfangled brown thing.
I hate you. I hate you so much, Breakman. You are a literal son of a bitch, man. Son of a bitch. Okay, so that's the news. Let's move on to Homie Discounts.
I don't think so. Homie don't play that.
All right, Homie Discounts. They still got that $32 deal on PS Plus, so if you guys want to pick that up, CD Keys. They still have some left. It's weird how they're selling that for $32. So you might want to stack, though. I did. I bought a couple, and I stacked them till 2022. So I'm good on PS Plus for a good long while. The PS Plus games for July, I believe we already discussed that. Eric, you want to remind people what the... I think it's NBA 2K20, Tomb Raider, and Eric.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to delete. I need to delete that.
That's okay. And if you're a fan of anime, Microsoft Store has some free anime series, including... And let me get to the nitty here. For free, you get all these for free. Normally, they're like $40, anywhere from $20 to $40. But Naruto Season 101, Naruto Shippuden Uncut Season 101, Overlord Season 1, Steins Gate Uncut Season 1, and Steins Gate Season 202. So all of that for free on the Microsoft Store. So there you go. Let's see, what do we have next? Breakman, should I hit it?
No.
Okay.
There is actually stuff on here, but you said we're going to talk about cartoons later, and it's all about the brackets, so okay. We'll just wait until later.
We'll wait till later then. Okay, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Break.
Let me see here. I have been playing pretty much the same shit. Mostly this week I've been playing Battlefront 2. Just, I've been having a fun time. Every time I think I'm getting better at flying, I start going on this horrible losing streak where I can't even get one kill. And just... it's really embarrassing because I know a lot of them are bots, and it's like, god damn it, I'm getting killed by fucking bots.
You're doing the multiplayer thing, I'm taking.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't played one multiplayer game in that game, man. I did the single player, and that was enough for me, man. Like, I had my full...
There's so many cool modes, and like, the vehicles in it are so much better than they were in the first one. Like, you have an easier time to get into, say... driving the AT-ATs, you know, for instance, like it's something fun.
Yeah.
Really awesome. Flying is what sucks for me. I can't fly at all.
You know, that's the one thing in that game I really didn't have a hard time with on the single player campaign was the flying. I was a flying master in that game, man. I did all right flying, but like the Han Solo mission and the Lando mission, fuck, man. Jesus Christ.
I have fun on foot, guns and vehicles, tanks, shit like that. But like, and the AT-AT, like, yeah, this is badass, you know. But then you put me on like a X-wing, and it's like, yeah, this is all crap. shit, I rammed into something. Goddamn, oh man.
Yeah, running into things is the worst, man. Like that's when you know you really suck at flying is when you run into shit all the time.
In some of those levels, like, there's the destroyed Death Star level. It's a debris field and everything. It's a cool-as-fuck level, but I'm always running into debris and shit. And I'm like, god damn it.
You kill yourself more than other people kill you, man. That's pretty cool.
Frustrating.
Weiland says he's been playing Dead Cells Episode 1 Racer and Deadly Premonition 2. Dead Cells, I thought you were done with that, or at least getting... getting close to getting done with that. While in Dungeon says LOL break. So there you go.
The other game I've been playing is Final Fantasy 15 still. And as I keep playing it, I just wonder what I want to rate it. Because all these extra dungeons, like the end game dungeons, they're all fucking repetitive as shit.
Yeah.
It's just that one, you go into a room, fight monsters, go down a level. Fight more monsters, go down the level, fight more monsters, just room to room. It's like playing an old school video game, honestly, you know, one of those never ending games, like,
yeah,
really repetitive. There's a boss at the end of each dungeon, but just, I don't know how I want to rate the game, because I have like a lot of different opinions of it. Like, the game is fun, and I enjoy a lot of the story up to the one point, and then afterwards, I just think it's like, okay, this is it's kind of stupid now. Whatever. But then things like the gameplay is—it's extremely accessible. In fact, it says when you first turn on the game, every time it's like a Final Fantasy for beginners and and fans alike. I'm like, oh, great. So basically that boils down to a lot of button mashing in a combat, you know?
Yeah. Wyland says, LOL, never done with Dead Cells. Freak5 decides to come into chat, and he promptly gets exiled. He says, yub, the will took Frank's first job. How dare you, Freak5? Son of a bitch. Dungeon says, there are so many NPCs to talk to. It's like when an event changes, every NPC in range has dialogue that changes too, and I just have to find out what they say. So there you go. Trails of Cold Steel 3 is what Dungeon is playing. Yeah, that's a good game, man.
I can't complain about that. Like, the developers took the time to put that stuff in there, and that's what I like about games like Mass Effect, is those really tiny details.
And
going back and talking to everybody again, because the new conversations will pop up. And I mean, really, the best part of Mass Effect are the conversations.
You know what a really good game for real detailed like lore is? Bloodborne, man. Like, they don't. There's not a lot of talking or, you know, stuff like that. But like the tomes that you get, and like the little tidbits here and there that you get from like reading shit and like talking to townspeople. I mean, you get a lot of fucking, like, you know, a lot of lore, man. It's really cool. Let's see.
He says, same here, not complaining, just amazed how much attention they paid to making the world reactive. That sounds really cool.
No, that's good stuff, man. Anytime a developer takes the time to do that is really, really awesome.
Yeah, I like going back to old NPCs and having new conversations. Yeah. Instead of, you know, the old Dragon Quest, like, you go talk to one person in town.
Yeah,
The queen only comes out at night. You come back to them 12 years later, the queen only comes out at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to Thornberry. You may be new here. Wait, no, I was... Welcome to Thornberry. You might be... I'm going to fucking kill you, son of a bitch.
Well, that's old school, man. Old school game making, man. New school's a little different.
Of course, there were games like Ultima where you could, like, what was that Ultima for the NES where you could really kill anybody at all? Like, if somebody pissed you off, you started fighting with them for no reason.
Yeah, what was that game, man? That was pretty fun, man.
Yes. Like, you could kill the king if you wanted. Of course, all the guards in town would suddenly swoop in on you and slaughter you, but it was all, but it was an option.
Yeah, exactly. You're an evil bastard, Breakman. That's what you're saying there. Dungeon says...
Oh, you think that's evil? There's a little girl in that town. I made sure to fucking kill her, too.
Jesus! Our shop sells...
Guards also swooped in on me and made sure I paid.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Skyrim, man. You fuck with the wrong people, you got guards after you forever, you know?
Yeah. Or Fable. Like, if you break the law too many times, there are some towns where you're just... number one suspect. Even like, you get close to town, the guards are like, there he is. Like, oh shit.
You're going to jail, motherfucker. Our shop sells potions. Be sure to visit Times Infinity. Yeah. You could kill anyone in Morrowind, but if you killed a plot specific one, the game warned you that you, quote, broke the thread of fate and would have to reload to finish that campaign. Oh, I remember that. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's things like that that are kind of cool, Dungeon.
Yes.
I like that type of stuff. Okay, well, Break, you said you wanted to do a review. Wait till reviews, and maybe you can review Final Fantasy 15.
I said I don't know how I want to review it, because I don't know what kind of score I want to give to it, because of just there's a... My dog's barking in the background. You probably hear her.
Okay.
She's in another room, though.
It's okay.
I don't know what kind of score I want to give it, because I like it at some points, and other times I'm just like, they could have done a better job here.
Well, that's why we got a sliding scale of 10, man, so you can do whatever you want. You can give it a 5, that's average, you know, I mean, there you go. Bethesda just puts an immortality tag on important NPCs that get sort of knocked out and then come back. Yeah, that's an idea too, you know, like you can't have... Like, because you got bastards like Breakman that'll just kill everything, you know. I mean, that would break the game. So you gotta do stuff like that, you know. Like, have certain NPCs that you just can't kill, you know. All right, Eric.
Demon Souls, we kill like a guy that sells his stuff. He's not coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
But if they fixed that for Dark Souls and especially for Bloodborne.
Yeah, Bloodborne is, man, that's an all-time game, man. Like, I love playing that game, but I hate playing that game. It's like, Man, it's so hard. I can't even get out of Yharnam, man. I don't know what the fuck's going on. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Just more Seven Scarlet and CrossCode.
Okay. Making progress?
Yeah.
Yeah. I played, of course, MPQ, but I played and beat Plague's Tale Innocence. I might as well do the review now. I got a few reviews to do, so I'll do that one first. Plague's Tale Innocence takes place during, like, kind of like a French, you know, Inquisition type thing. You know, it's revisionist history, but, you know, you got an evil pope and, like, you know, just a bunch of... But it's a beautiful game. It's a action-adventure type game where, you know, the townspeople are being terrorized by rats pretty much, and you got to kind of... Throughout the whole game, you're kind of trying to find a way to cure your brother, and, you know, he just gets sicker and sicker, so you got to go find potions and items and books and... You know, a bunch of shit. Dungeon says, yay, Plague's Tale. I like that game. I love the game, Dungeon, but I do have problems with it. It's got a will-based system where you can, you know, choose different things for, you know, like if you want to put out fires, you can have a special, like, rock that puts out fires, or, you know, rocks in general to kill, you know, smaller guards. You have... stuff that you can, you know, sort of like a little potion that you can fling at a armored guy so he takes off his helmet, kind of like an acid type thing. I mean, it's got all kinds of cool little mechanics. That the problem is that will system at times, and also moving carts in that game is really fucking hard. So how dare you, Freak 5, you're exiled. He says Frank can't finish the tutorial. It's difficult for him. You try playing Bloodborne, Freak 5. You tell him, you come back to me after you play Bloodborne. Tell me if you think that game's easy, man. The game is hard. But Plague Tale Innocence is a really excellent game. There's a few problems, like pushing carts. I never know how to push the carts right. So I spent one portion, all you got to do is push a cart to get on top of it to get to the next little area. And I spent a good, like, 45 minutes trying to get that cart in the right position. So it was really difficult. How dare you, break, man? How dare you,
what? Dungeon? What are you saying? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, how dare you? Yeah, other than that, and, you know, the fact that you have to, like, use the L1 button to, like, kind of choose, like, which, on the wheel, which, you know, which weapon that you use your, you know, to put in your slingshot. You know, it's a great game. I highly recommend playing it. It's one of the most beautiful games on any system, quite honestly. Like, it's... the amount of detail that went into that game, I mean, Focus Home and I can't remember the developer, but they did a really good job with the graphics. If you want to watch, look at a really, really pretty, pretty game, Plague's Tale Innocence doesn't get much better this generation. I mean, it's a solid, solid game. Gameplay-wise, it's really good, other than, like I said, you know, that will system being a little cumbersome at times. The story is absolutely excellent. So, you know, I highly recommend playing this game. I'm going to give it, I would have given it a 10, but there was, you know, like I said, a few small issues with the game, but it's I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. It's a really, really underrated. I think it's an underrated game this gen. You know, Dungeon agrees with me. He says it's a pretty good game. But I mean, it's only $20 now on PlayStation. I'm sure it's just as cheap on Xbox. So I highly recommend picking up that game, playing it. And I took a diversion from Dragon Quest XI to play Plague Tale, and I was not disappointed in any way. It's got a really strong narrative. Really, really good. Okay, now I got three kind of movies that I'm going to do in quick succession. I just finished watching if you can believe this, I watched a musical called Hamilton. I really liked it. I thought it was a bit too long. You could probably take about 40. It was like a 3-hour long play that's streaming on Disney+. And it's about Alexander Hamilton, and it's got a real modern sense to it. You know, it's very relevant to a lot of the shit that's happening now with immigration and stuff like that, and Breakman's exiled. Son of a bitch. And Freak 5 is exiled for the 100th time, I think. Hamilton's a really good, fun musical. There's not much more to say than that. Very modern type musical with, you know, old school historic facts. So I give it a solid 8 out of 10. I thought it was really rousing at times. It ended on kind of a somber note because obviously everybody knows the end of Hamilton was when he got shot by Aaron Burr. So I highly recommend watching it. It's on Disney Plus. If you're into musicals, give it a shot, man. I was really surprised. I'm not normally a musical type guy, but that was really good. Next one I'm doing is called Beach House, which you can see on Shudder. I think it's a Shudder exclusive unless you want to rent it on any of the other ones. But Freak 5 says, did Plague Tale trigger your PTSD from living through the Black Plague? How dare you, Freak 5. You're exiled again. Beach House. I don't know if you... Have you ever seen Cabin Fever, guys? I don't know if you guys have ever... You Breakman, have you ever seen Cabin Fever? It's basically about something in the water. You know, like you get infected by something in the water. It's kind of like that, except a little less exciting than Cabin Fever. It's if you can imagine like an amalgamation of Cabin Fever and The Mist. I don't know if you guys have seen The Mist. It's sort of like that, where, you know, people get infected and turn to kind of like these zombie monster type things. So there's a little bit of that. It's above average. I'd say give it a shot. Like if you want to rent it for a couple bucks or something, get it from a Redbox if they ever go to the Redbox. But I give it a 7 out of 10. I liked it okay. It wasn't anything to write home. I didn't feel bad watching it, but, you know, whatever. Next movie I'm going to talk about is called Rattlesnake. Now, this is an interesting movie also I saw on Shudder. Rattlesnake is about a woman who takes a detour on her GPS through, I want to say, Texas. And basically her car gets a flat, or, you know, she's not alone. She's with her, you know, young daughter. I think her daughter's like 7, 8 years old, something like that. And she pulls over to start fixing the tire. And obviously there's nothing around. Her cell phone service, there's no service where she's at. And her daughter ends up getting bit by a rattlesnake. And she finds miraculously, she finds a person in a mobile home, and, you know, of course the person in the mobile home is able to help her, but she says, you know, you're going to have to pay me back. And, you know, she didn't think much of it, but she gets to a hospital, and then, you know, this guy shows up and says, well, you got to take someone's life. You know, that's the penance for, you know, your daughter being saved. And if you don't, kill somebody by sundown, then, you know, it's going to be a painful death for your daughter. So,
is it going to put the poison back in? Or?
Yeah. It's kind of a supernatural type thing. So, I liked it. I was really, really pleasantly surprised by this movie. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I don't want to spoil the ending, but it's definitely worth a watch.
Rattlesnake dies.
What's that?
I said, I don't want to spoil the ending, but the rattlesnake dies.
The rattlesnake dies. No, actually, the rattlesnake lives. But
yes! Awesome ending.
But it's a good movie, and you guys should check it out. It's simply made. It's not, you know, anything extravagant, but the shots in it are pretty good. The cinematography is really, really good in it, so I highly recommend giving that, especially if you like you know, a little supernatural twist to your movies. Highly recommended. Freak 5 says, Break, have you been watching this season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
So, yes, I have.
So 8 out of 10 for Rattlesnake, just in case anybody didn't know. Break, did you have a review?
No.
Okay.
Not Eric, this week.
Eric, I didn't see any reviews under yours. Did you have any reviews? All right, then I guess it's time to go to High Scapades.
Hi,
all right, Eric, it looks like you may have one.
Yeah, people getting really worked up about what WayForward was going to reveal during the Nintendo's Treehouse event for Paper Mario and the Origami King, because WayForward was going to announce a new game at the end of that. Uh-huh. And then I think the funniest part is the way Nintendo phrased it on Twitter, where they said it was a new IP for WayForward. But then it turned out it was not going to be a first-party game, but a third-party game. But that's ambiguous enough as it is. But it turns out it was actually a license for a toy and anime game product.
WayForward is the people behind the Shantae games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny, man. Like, people's expectations sometimes are just way sky high, man. I don't know what people are thinking sometimes. So
Bakugan, yeah. In the case of everybody who knows, is like Blaybait. It's paddle tops. That's what it is.
So people were getting all worked up.
Battle tops with Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry. I was snoring. What was happening?
Yeah. Okay. Anything else on that, Eric?
No. Okay. All I know is that the game's not going to do well.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since WayForward has done a licensed game, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they should just stick to the good stuff.
You know? They probably need the money, though.
Yeah, that's true, too. Hopefully they make some money. Maybe we should buy that game just to support WayForward, because they're good.
I'm thinking that Shantae and Vitamin Connection and River City Girls drained to them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Brake, did you have a high escapade this week by chance?
No.
Okay, I do. You guys know Colorado's a legal marijuana state, right?
Really?
Yeah. So, would you kind of expect to, like, smell marijuana in certain places and stuff like that? Like especially near dispensaries, right? Like, it's kind of a given, right? Like, you know, you get that smell. It's a very distinct, like, skunky smell. So we're driving along the highway, and, you know, that smell comes into the car. And Bernie's like, man, it really smells like skunk over here. And I'm like, really, Bernie? What state do we live in again, Bernie? You know, we live in Colorado where they sell legal what? And she immediately, like, knew it was... you know, a dispensary. We had driven by a dispensary that we had driven by probably 100 times before. So yeah, it's her lack of remembering that, you know, we have legal dispensaries here. So okay, let's move on to Stinkos of the Week.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, what you got?
I got two of them that are related. Every week it's COVID, but it has to be, because once again, I talked about last week how Ohio was, for the most part, Ohio was done pretty good, except for in major cities. Well, my city, my county, is one of the major cities, and our county and the one next, or not the one next to it, but a little over, two counties have been upgraded to the highest level of COVID in the state, like,
oof,
on their chart, like level 4, like we're in, like, basically they're, DeWine wants to make it mandatory mask wearing for everybody, but that goes into part of my second part of my stinko is, even though, like, some leadership wants to make it mandatory masks, law enforcement has refused to enforce that completely.
Yeah, I'm mixed on that, Break, but right in the middle of a pandemic, you would think that they would at least say, put on your mask. But how can they do that when they mostly don't wear masks?
Well, they should be wearing masks, too. Yeah. That's part of the point. But, like, they're not wearing masks. Yeah. And, of course, they're not going to enforce other people wearing masks. But we're in the middle of a pandemic. We are still in a first wave of pandemic that's killed 130,000-plus people.
Yep, and it keeps going up every day.
The only thing that's killed more Americans... Civil was the Civil War.
Yep, and you know what? by the time this is all done, like, if we don't do something, Breakman, like...
And we're not. I heard anything.
Like, how insane is it that they want to open up schools? Like, honestly, like, I would think about it and I'd be like, look, schools are canceled for at least the first semester.
And this is coming from the same people that don't want guys like Roger Stone in prison because of the disease.
Right.
They want their prisoner buddies out of jail, but they want to send all these kids to school.
Right. And they don't – so obviously they don't – and this is Democrats and Republicans. It's not just Republicans. Like, I know the Democrats want to think that the Republicans are the devil and, you know, all this. And they do a lot of stupid, shady shit. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But this is not a Republican thing. This is a Democrat thing too. I haven't heard one Democrat say we should really rethink our stance on opening up schools. Not one. And that includes Bernie Sanders, who's an independent, and I'm very disappointed. Like there should be, you know, people on the rooftop saying, let's not open up any of the schools, because that's a petri dish right there. Yeah. So
I think people are bending, these people are bending to the loudest voices a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, we discussed this before, Breakman, sports should be canceled this year. Period. I don't care. Football, basketball, baseball, you know.
It's looking more and more like college sports are going to be canceled.
Yeah. They've already – the Big Ten said that they're only doing conference games, which if they're only doing conference games, then the other conferences that were intermingling with them, they got to figure something out for those games. So I'm guessing they're going to go to conference games only. But it still doesn't make sense because you got to travel. Like Northwestern, you have to travel to – Penn State, you have to travel to Wisconsin. You know, I mean, it's I don't know, man.
I think by the fall, we're going to start hitting the second wave, and I think that's going to change a lot of people's perspectives. Because there are some people who think we're in the second wave now.
No, we've
never left the fucking first wave because we were in such a rush to re-goddamn open.
Yeah.
Because paper and money is more important than human life, apparently.
Yeah, see, this, look, we have the technology now. Wyland in chat says they're reopening our high school, but they're also offering e-learning for those who don't want to go back into the school. Mm-hmm. And I would highly encourage anybody, if you have that option, don't go. Stay home. You know, throw on your computer, on your TV, whatever.
I went to a poor-ass high school. Inner city, and I don't know if they would even have that ability for my high school. I hope they would nowadays, but
I mean,
goddamn, like we didn't even have air conditioners when I went to high school.
Breakman, you could buy a camera for $50 now. If a teacher can't afford $50, like honestly,
it shouldn't be the teachers that have to pay for it.
I agree. I think the government should say, here's, you know, allotted money for. You know, some.
You know, so much money we spent militarizing our police force instead of, you know, educating our youth.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe, you know, if we educated our youth more, we would have less reason to need militarization when they're adults. No,
I couldn't agree more, Breakman. Like, it just, to me, it's ridiculous, man. Like we got to start thinking about these things. And, like, I'm thinking about football, Breakman. Nobody wants football more than you or your eye, right? Like, we're huge football fans. I love football.
God, this is going to be the Joe Burrow debut. Like, this is something that I've been waiting for, and Cincinnati fans have been waiting for since the last week of the season. This is something we've been waiting for since December.
Both of our teams have lots to look forward to, Breakman.
Yeah.
Like our quarterbacks are, you know, expected to do good things. I mean, I mean,
look at New England. They're probably looking forward to this more than anybody right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That should be illegal. That should be one of my stinkos, too. Them signing Cam Newton, what a load of horse shit. Come on, man.
It's not fair. It is not fair, man. But you know what? Any other team could have signed. San Diego could have came in and signed Cam Newton. You know. I could think of
with the Bengals, they were all in for the number one draft pick, and they were all in for the new guy. So that's they weren't really in a position to get him. And let me see.
Any team is in position.
Green Bay has
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to think of his goddamn name. Like, teams like that aren't really looking for somebody, but
no.
The teams that were, like, you're right. Why the hell did they not go for somebody as talented as Cam Newton?
I mean, honestly, like, or Colin Kaepernick. How about that? Yeah. Like, I mean,
a lot of talented quarterbacks get overlooked for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's really weird. But I honestly think they should just. Here's the thing. I don't think basketball is going to succeed. I think a bunch of people are already getting sick. And if you're telling me that those players are going to stay in that bubble, no fucking way. With the food that they're feeding them, did you see that shit, Breakman? They're feeding them like canned green beans and like this nasty ass chicken and like the meals that they have. What you would expect is like some, you know, really nice chef to come in, and no, it looks like worse than like elementary school food. You know what they're what the players are getting, and they're kind of upset about it. You know,
yeah, so. I'd imagine. Well, and look, we're in 16 days. The MLB is supposed to start, right?
Yeah, and
26, right?
I don't understand that, man. Like they're saying, oh well, you can socially distance easier with MLB, and I'm like, they got to grab the ball and throw it to the other players, right? You realize that, right? Like there's no, they could be 50 feet away and still catch a ball from another player. And if that player has it, that's an easily transmitted way of getting COVID. You know, COVID is extremely contagious. That's what people aren't understanding about this. Like it's even more contagious than like the flu. So
it's mutated a few times. That doesn't help.
Nope, it doesn't help, man. And now that there's thought that it's airborne. So if you're not wearing a fucking mask in public, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, honestly.
Well, we've said that before. We thought it was airborne a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the CDC finally saying, yeah, we think so too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I felt that way before because something that contagious kind of has to be airborne. You know, it's weird. Freak 5 says they didn't even have chalkboards when Frank went to school. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled.
They didn't have chalk either.
How dare you?
I mean, to be fair.
Breakman, how dare you? Son of a bitch. You don't encourage him. What are you doing? Okay, any other
things? They kept their caves warm with coal and sticks.
You son of a bitch, man. Any other stinkos, Breakman?
Yeah, one more. It kind of goes into part of my sweeto, though. So I guess I could say my sweeto goes to the first part of our Supreme Court ruling that our president, Donald Jackass, is not above the law.
Donald Jackass, I like that, man.
They wrote it specifically saying Donald the Cheeto. President is not above the law. Very specific.
Donald Jackass Cheeto. That's his name. Yeah.
You know, I actually hate Cheetos. I like Cheese Puffs, like the dandy ones or something like them. They're soft.
Cheetos are good. Crunchy. They're just really salty, man. Like I don't know.
Yeah, they're salty and they're crunchy, and I kind of don't like the crunch.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Breakman. That's really good.
So my stinko goes to the second part of it, is that they ruled that that Congress cannot ask for the tax refunds of the president.
Well, what they did,
what they really did was kicked it back down, saying this goes back to the lower courts. But that essentially says that there's no way we're gonna find out the tax refund release of the president. We're not going to get it unless somebody leaks it.
Yeah.
Not before the election, because Trump's going to do everything he can to keep it out of the eyes of the public.
I actually don't think at this point it should be leaked to the public right now, Breakman, because it would affect the election, and I don't want any bullshit from people saying, oh, that's the reason he lost. No, the reason he lost is because he's a fucking misogynist, racist piece of shit.
You know, I don't even think that wouldn't change anything at this point. I think the people who are going to vote for him are pretty much in, and the people who are going to vote for him are pretty much out, you know?
Yeah, I think, but I think we're heading for a landslide.
But then again, we got Americans are, I've said before, they've got the shortest memories on the planet.
That's true, too.
A lot of them will forget what's happened 3 months ago, 2 months ago, even a month ago, you know?
Yeah.
Especially in our daily news cycle.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of true what he was saying. I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and people would still vote for me. So
because a month later they'd have forgotten. Oh yeah, he did kill somebody, didn't he? No, I don't. That was just a rumor.
That was a hoax. Yeah. Freak Five says, his sweeto, my quarterly bonus was more than twice any other bonuses I've gotten. That's awesome, Freak Five. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's cool. All right, Eric, you're up.
All right, this one is a big fat stinko for the Catholic Church and the U.S. government because they lobbied to get money for coronavirus aid. Because apparently they consider themselves an essential business, because of course they do.
Yeah. That was another Supreme Court
ruling. So basically, not only have they made the U.S. government just completely ignore the separation of church and state, the U.S. government is now facilitating pedophiles, because that's what the church is going to continue to do.
Yeah, they get away with it all the time, because all they do is shuffle priests around different different churches, whatever. Weiland says...
Well, they've since started moving into other countries.
Yeah, that too. Weiland says, how do you lose to Joe, why'd I stop talking Biden? By default, Weiland? I mean, of all the fucking Democratic candidates, Joe Biden was, like, lowest on my list, man. Like, he was...
You didn't even want to run at first.
Nope.
But people pushed him into it. Like, you got to run. You got to run. Like, no, not who we want. Like, we want. God damn it.
No, it's pretty bad. Like,
the establishment got their guy, essentially.
By the way, Biden is just as racist as Trump is. I hope people know that. Like, he's just a little, little more, quote unquote, civilized than Trump. You know, that's the whole. The whole thing with Biden, but he can't put two sentences together, man. It's an awful, awful conundrum we're in, because Biden might, I mean, in all likelihood, Biden's going to be the next president of the United States. And then, you know, he's probably going to be a one term president. And then we could have somebody worse in 2024. So, you know, I mean, it's just how it is. So, let's see.
And then the thing that cheeses me most about this is that it's taxpayer funded.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to change.
I don't want my tax going to the fucking church.
No, never.
Well, look how much of our tax dollars went to large corporations to bail them out. For instance, the airlines got billions of dollars to retain employees.
What did they do this week? If the church treated like a business, they need to also be taxed.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. I mean, they just got ruled in their favor heavily. Like religious organizations are going to get more and more power over the years, the way it's leaning, as opposed to less.
Yeah, and it sucks because Democrats and Republicans are all over fucking religious's balls, you know, so what can you do? Freak Five, and it really sucks as an atheist to have that happen. You know, it's like, fuck. Freak Five says, also, it's Micro's birthday. Send him a butt pic on Snapchat. Eric with Thack 1990, so Erikwithak 1990. Send him a butt pic. He would really enjoy that. Weiland says, one term? That's generous. More like 1 month. See, that's what I'm thinking, Weiland. That's why he hasn't picked a VP, because they're trying to think, well, you know, Biden is definitely on the decline. You know, the VP has got to be the person that, you know, we want. So that's why he hasn't picked the VP.
I don't know. Look at Trump. We thought he wouldn't last. And he's, you know, we're all can't wait for the election now because of he's been there forever and no one's held him accountable.
Yeah.
They've held his hand. They've defended him. They've covered for him. It'll be the same with any of the presidents. Like, that's just the way they are going to run.
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. They are... The parties are all in for the guy. You know, whoever it is, no matter what they do, they can't be wrong.
Yeah. Weiland says, depending on who's Joe's running mate, that's who you're actually voting for. I kind of feel the same, Weiland. I feel the same. Like, I can only see Joe Biden possibly finishing one term. And that's being, like you said, generous.
When you say that, do you mean, like, mental capacity?
Yeah,
or do you mean that
I think he'll step down, Breakman, because he can't put two sentences together, man. Sometimes he doesn't even know where he's at. You know, it's actually really sad. His wife has to talk for him half the time. Like he, you could tell there's definitely some something is off there. I don't want to say it's dementia. I don't want to say it's Parkinson's. Whatever it is, there's definitely something there, you know. And it seems like it's rapidly increasing. Let's see.
Do you think the chemicals in his wig?
Probably, man. Freak 5 says, I'm trying a new beer. Boulevard Brewing Company, Manhattan. Social Club is the beer. 12.5 APV. Wow. That's
And if you're drinking beer, you're drinking a craft beer, you might as well get drunk.
I mean, 12.5% at that point, don't you just drink hard alcohol, though? Like a couple shots of...
Oh, no, man. There are some really... Oh, God. There's especially dark beers at 10 and over. Oh, man. There's some really good ones.
Yeah.
Just saying. And, if you want to get drunk, those are very helpful.
I've had some of those, but none of them ever taste really good to me for some reason. I don't know. Wyland says, I think it's legit brain damage from the aneurysms. That could be, Wyland. I don't know, but I do.
Here's a science fact that will probably make you feel sad, but you know what the blobfish is, don't you?
The what?
The blobfish.
That slumpy fish thing?
Yeah, it only looks like that because of depressurization.
Oh, so it looks different when it's
tissue damage.
Ah, I gotcha. Oh, that's sad. That's really sad. All right, my stinko real quick is they fucked up my window tinting when I went to get my car fixed. So now I got to bring it in to get that fixed. So God damn it, man! It's one thing after another. The good thing is I got my car back, so that's my sweet-o, too.
So, Freak saying the wig is a symbiote creature that is keeping Triple I, so it's Venom?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's only less intelligent.
Yeah, it's yellow Venom. Yellow Venom. Because that's like the opposite of the intelligent Venom, so it's like the de-intelligent Venom. So, you know, it's the yellow Venom on top of his head. Okay, let's... Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto, so I don't know if you have one to mention this.
No, don't.
Okay, and Brake, you already did your Sweeto with you.
Yeah, Sweeto. Mine was them saying that, hey, that he can be sued, he isn't above the law, which he isn't. Like, it's about time somebody fucking put the foot down and said he's not.
You gotta be fucking kidding me, Dungeon. This is breaking news from Dungeon Buster. He says, so Trump just commuted Roger Stone's sentence just now. What a fuck. I mean, I guess
we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
He's denied it forever since. I'm not going to do it. You're full of shit. We know what you're going to do.
Yeah, what an ass. I mean,
yeah.
Roger Stone should have been in jail a long ass time ago, man. He's such a worthless fuck, man. Okay.
There are so many people who've gotten away with so many crimes just because presidents, pardoned them or commuted their sentence or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've said before, and I'll say it again, the presidential pardoning powers need to be limited. I think the president should have the ability to pardon some people, but like maybe two a year or something. He shouldn't be able to pardon whoever the hell ever he wants, because this is what happens.
Yeah, I in a way I disagree with that, because there's a lot of injustices, Breakman, but this is the opposite.
Obama should have pardoned Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, absolutely.
But instead of pardoning people like that, they pardon the bad guys. Even Trump pardoned people that he shouldn't have.
Yep, absolutely.
Every president has. They've all pardoned villains, bad guys.
Yep. And it's...
And that's why I say it should be limited. If we had people who could be trustworthy, it'd be one thing. But nobody we've ever put into office can be trustworthy, apparently.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I started watching The Floor is Lava with my daughter. We are bonding over laughing at people's face planning and fall. It's really funny, man.
Is that a movie or a series?
Game show.
It's a game show on Netflix, and it's a riot. Basically, the entire floor is like this red liquid, except for they have props.
It's the game we all play with children,
Double Dare,
stuff. Yeah. It's real fun though. Like you're right, Breakman. It's like how
it's
we
like
used to
stay
play
on the couch or the chair and stuff. Yeah. You don't touch the floor because the floor is lava.
Yeah. It's exactly like that, man. But it's kind of fun because there's different routes you can go. But it's kind of a test of skill, man. Like, you have to be real good climbing and jumping, and like there's moving objects, and like, I mean, it's not easy. Like, it looks like it's pretty difficult to do, and you only have a certain amount of time before the two steps at the end like get like under lava, so it makes it harder if you don't get over to those two steps. So, and there's different things you can do, like different props prop up, like if you find keys, and I don't know, it's really interesting and fun. It's just a fun show. It's sort of like that Wipeout show, like where, you know, people would try to, you know, like get through these holes in the wall type thing.
I might watch it, but I don't know. Like those shows never keep my attention that much.
It's
like,
it's really fun, man.
What's that show? Holy Moly, for instance. Like, yeah, they're playing extreme golf. Like it's funny and stuff, and I'll watch it if it's on. But just, I don't go out of my way to watch it.
The Floor is Lava is good, man. You should check it out, man. It's people face plant all the time, and that lava is like real slick. So like, you know, it'll go up in the air and get on the props, and like it's a riot, man. It's fun. It's definitely fun. And every time I've seen it, like there's different props in the room. So like it'll be like bedroom themed or like Egyptian themed, or, you know, like it's just all kinds
bedroom
of different.
Bedroom theme sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I need Frank on my team for the second season. He survived his childhood playing the game with real law. How dare you, Freak Five, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, unfortunately, his childhood friends Og and Mook didn't.
How dare you? You guys are all exiled. I'm walking off, man. Okay, let's move.
Or group. What were the other guys' names? I forget.
How dare you? That's what they are. All right, let's move on to. All right. Next week's going to be our 600th episode on RP Grinders, and the way we're going to kind of celebrate, I've already talked about the giveaways that we're going to do, so you're going to want to make sure and be here live. If you can't be here live, though, I will have a question that you can win a $25 gift card. You know, but if you happen to be in chat, which right now there's only like four or five people in there, so the chances are pretty good that you're going to, you know, you got a 1 in 5 or however many people are in chat chance. If you know trivia, specifically horror trivia, then you'll be good on it. And I'm not asking really hard, obscure questions. So be here next week. It'll be fun. If you're listening on archives, you still got a shot to win a $25 gift card. So that's all good. Also next week, what we're going to do is something fun. We had a lot of fun when we did our horror icon bracket challenge. I think we did that in March, didn't we? A break for,
well,
for March Madness.
I don't pay that much attention, Frank. Jeez.
But anyways, we're going to do a different bracket. This time we're going to have 64 of everybody's favorite cartoons. And what we're doing in free for all in chat and between us and Breakman, I want you to mark these all down. I don't know if you have a pen and paper.
God. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to come up with the greatest cartoon of all time. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to ask you guys to give us cartoons, and we will bracket them. Breakman will be gracious enough to, you know, bracket all them. And we will next week, they will battle it out in our free-for-all for the greatest cartoon of all time. We'll discuss it. We'll take chats, thoughts on things, and we'll also do our own discussion, and we will come up with the greatest cartoon of all time. So 64.
Yeah, I've already got like 100 cartoons. I've decided, I think, that I'm going to try and limit it to series instead of movies.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, so Beauty and the Beast, for instance, I'm not going to put in there, even though it's a beloved movie, just because there's so many.
Yeah,
there's so many.
Let's see, Frank. Let's blah, blah, blah. Frank forgot two because he's that old. How dare you? Dungeon says, "Yay, 600 episodes! Grats on grinding all of those levels." Yeah, it's been a long time for a weekly show, Dungeon. I don't know how many weekly shows actually reach 600, especially neat shows like this, man. So, you know, hopefully we'll get off early enough to join you in chat. Freak Five, don't rush or anything. I'll do it towards the middle or towards the latter part of the show, so that way, you know, Everybody has a chance to get in chat, and then I'll ask the question, and the first person to get it will get a free video game of their choice, as long as it's not one of those, you know, collector's edition that costs $300 or something, you know, something like that. Let's see. It is a pandemic. Has it been 4 months or been 10? Yeah, see, that's the thing. Okay, let's start with our cartoons. I'm going to throw in a couple here, Breakman. I don't know if you have them on your list. What about Tom and Jerry?
Okay.
Is that on the list or?
Oh, yeah, Frank. Yes, okay. Definitely on the list.
Also, SpongeBob. I'm going to throw that on there. Okay. Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man Hour. Is that anywhere on your list?
No, that's not on there. I can add that. There's some I looked at. Actually, there's a lot I looked at, and I was like, I've already got enough.
Okay. Obviously, the Simpsons has to be on that list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. DuckTales. Is DuckTales on there?
Both.
Okay. Bugs Bunny. Is that on there? Or like
I put Looney Tunes. Okay. Do you want me like specific Looney Tunes?
No. Maybe, Looney Tunes is fine. Looney Tunes is fine. I'm good about that. What about He-Man? Is He-Man
maybe later we could do like an individual Looney Tune bracket.
Yeah. What about the fitness game for the Switch? If as long as it's reasonably priced.
That's a cartoon, sort of.
Freak 5 says Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Legend of Zelda. I put that on there.
Oh, okay. Eric, do you have any?
There's a lot. Not all of them are going to make it on the 64 bracket.
Okay. Now, I know there were some on the RP Grinders feed.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I actually wanted to bring that up. There were some on the Twitter, and these came from Slegar. He that's Slegar on Twitter. He added Dragon Ball Z, Battle of the Planets.
Okay.
Young Samson and Goliath. That's an old Hanna-Barbera cartoon, so that's different.
Yeah.
He also added the new Voltron and new She-Ra.
I like the new Voltron. I have not seen the new She-Ra, so that's...
I have not seen new She-Ra either, but new Voltron is great. It's a complete series. The whole thing is start and finish. It's all on Netflix now. If you have a chance, I'd recommend watching it. It has a pretty good, bittersweet, but good ending. I don't want to spoil anything more. We also got from, and this is, I don't think we've ever gotten a tweet from this person, but Drinks with Josh, at Drinks with Josh on Twitter. Of course, do you want a DM or, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to read that whole thing. Yeah, but he recommended Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah. Why not? Throw that on the list. That was fun.
That's a funny ass show.
What about Gargoyles?
Gargoyles. Okay. That's got to be on the list, right?
And I also suggest Cowboy Bebop on Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon, okay. Yeah.
I don't have Sailor Moon. Hold on. I don't have that one.
Okay. My Hero Academia. Do you have that one? That's pretty good, too.
Okay, I'll put that on there.
All right. Captain N, the Game Master, Freak 5 says.
What about Yu Yu Hakusho?
I didn't. I thought about that. I could put it on there.
And then there's Hunter x Hunter.
Wyland.
Yeah, I didn't want to put that one on there.
Wyland says Dino Saucers. Dungeon says the Mighty Orbots. Okay. Yeah. Animaniacs.
I can't remember that one.
Animaniacs has to be on that list, man.
Mm-hmm. I already got that.
Tiny Toons. I didn't like Tiny Toons too much, but we. I mean, if you have room,
Dexter.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's Laboratory. Okay.
All right. What about Wyland says Batman the Animated Series? That's got to be on there somewhere.
Samurai Jack's
got to be on there too.
Superman.
Superman's a great cartoon for sure.
And Justice League. And Justice League, Unlimited, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't think of Superman actually. That's weird because I thought of all the other ones. I got Justice League and Batman Beyond. But I didn't think.
about the 90s.
I'm sorry, Superman
specifically.
Wyland says Tron Uprising. I'd never seen it, but that I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
It's on Disney Plus. So I just haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yes,
that's got to be on there for sure.
Force.
Oh my goodness, Ranma. Freak Five says. I guess we could put here, okay. See, this is going to be my other pick. Dungeon said it. Dungeons and Dragons has to be on
there. I got that.
All right. Muppet Babies, Freak Five says.
I got Muppet Babies.
Bernie wanted to suggest that too, so I'm glad that's on there. Okay, what about Pink Panther? Do you have Pink Panther on the list?
Ooh, that is a great one.
I'd say Scooby-Doo, but I haven't watched enough Scooby-Doo, like all the various other series.
I just put the original. I didn't know that. There are so many Scooby-Doos.
The original is all you need to know. Cops?
I debated like the Scooby-Doo movies. Those are pretty cool, and like they hook up with Batman and Globetrotters. But no, I just went with regular Scooby-Doo.
What about Aeon Flux? Is that on there? List?
No, it isn't. I was thinking of the old MTV cartoons.
Yeah,
I did not know.
Beavis and Butthead.
What about Reboot?
I do have a Reboot. Yes.
I've never seen
Reboot. I thought about Felix the Cat. Like I don't. I'll put it on here. I thought about it. I also thought about Heathcliff, but I didn't put that on here either.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Godness. It says goddess.
Oh, my goddess. Yeah, okay, I misspoke. Mysterious Cities of Gold. Damn, Dungeon, you're reaching back, dude. Star Trek, the animated series. Really, Freak Five? You thought that was that was good?
Well, I mean, Star Trek was voiced by the original cast. That's not... I mean, that's pretty rare for a cartoon back then, especially.
Yeah. We got Super Friends, I'm pretty sure.
Super Friends.
What about South Park? You got South Park on that list? Okay. Trying to think of some more.
Thundercats?
Thundercats, yeah.
I have Thundercats. I have Ren and Stimpy. Those are both on.
Do you have G.I. Joe?
He-Man.
He-Man's got to be on that list somewhere.
Keep throwing them out. Somebody said Cops. I've got Cops. That's on here.
Okay. Dungeon says, hey, Star Trek animated series was really good stuff.
G.I. Joe. Okay.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid. Freak Five.
I only put the original, even though there are a ton of G.I. Joe shows. I just stuck with the original. But if somebody wants another one, I can.
I specifically mentioned Beast Wars.
Okay. I didn't put that there.
Did someone mention Batman the Animated Series already, Brady?
No. No, okay. Nobody said that four times or five or whatever.
How dare you, son of a bitch. How dare you. Spider-Man.
Which one?
Like the old school Spider-Man cartoon.
You want the Spider-Man and Friends.
Oh, I said okay. I already said
Spider-Man and his. You said Incredible Hulk and the Power Hour.
Yeah.
Spider-Man and his amazing friends. That's what it is.
Yeah. Freak Five says Transformers. I'm pretty sure that's on the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Weiland says Clone Wars. What about Clone Wars?
Not those.
Which generation of G.I. Joe, though? I prefer the 80s version. Yeah, I do too.
That's what I'm saying. If you have another one you like I really liked G.I. Joe Rebels, I think it was. Or something.
Let's talk about season 2 of G.I. Joe where General Hawk has a jetpack and looks all weird.
Freak Five says Danger Mouse.
Remember when he was General Hawk was the best character in a video game? Like, you didn't get him to the last level, but he had the jetpack, and it's like, oh, fuck, man. Fuck everything else. Yes.
What about Flintstones? Do you have Flintstones on there?
I have Flintstones. Okay. I have Danger Mouse. I didn't put the new Danger Mouse, just the original.
Yeah. What about
Count Duckula? Wow, you're finding some obscure ones.
Yeah, Count Duckula.
There's a cartoon I can't find the fucking name of online. I saw when I was a kid, Saturday mornings.
Jim.
based in the future, and aliens and stuff were in it, but the plot of it I can't really remember, but there was a guy who was in love with a girl, and human women were a rarity in the cartoon. Like that was the big plot point, is that, you know, he wanted to be with this girl, but there weren't that many girls, so she was very wanted by everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like Jim to me. I don't know.
No, I got Jim and Holograms on here. Okay. I'd have Darkwing Duck.
Super Ted, Dungeon says. Jesus Christ, Dungeon's coming with
Super
some...
Super Ted.
What about X-Men the Animated Series?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
I thought about, like, the X-Men anime, too. Galaxy Rangers. Ooh, there you go.
I mean, I could do Jetsons, although I wasn't a big fan. What about the Smurfs? You have the Smurfs on there?
Ionic 6, there's another obscure one. Pirates of Dark Water, I have that one. Yeah. That's one of the greatest cartoons of all time. I have to have that one.
Let's see. Woody Woodpecker. How about Woody Woodpecker?
Yeah, I thought about that. I've looked at a lot of those old cartoons, like Woody Woodpecker and Wally Gator, and
What about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I've got the original and the 2000 update.
Okay.
I should also have the 3D animated one in here too. Now that I think about it.
Okay. All right.
Nickelodeon version. I'm gonna add that.
I'm trying to think. You got Ren and Stimpy, right? Stimpy, what are you doing, man?
I thought about Jabberjaw. I'll put Jabberjaw on here, I guess.
Okay.
Not all these are gonna make it because they're. I have a billion.
Yeah. No. Beavis and Butthead's on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. That better make the final cut, man. That's all I'm saying.
Chilly Willy.
Chilly Willy the Penguin, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I was thinking about a lot of those old Warner Brother Hanna-Barbera cartoons and stuff, and I'm just like, I put Rocky and Bullwinkle, for instance, of those that generation, but there's so many of them, like, they use a lot of the canned animation and
yeah, I know.
And they're all about laughter, but they're not really funny by today's standards, you know.
You got Care Bears on there?
I did put Care Bears.
You know why I like Care Bears? Not because it was a great cartoon or anything, but it had a lot of good messages for kids. You know, that was a great little cartoon.
I get the idea. Me and Dungeon Master could do this all day.
Oh yeah, I mean, shit, we all could, man, for sure. You know, Space Ghost. I think Slagar mentioned that.
The Alf cartoon.
here's one. What about Beetlejuice? Do you have Beetlejuice on there?
I thought about it, but I'll put it right now.
Okay, I like Beetlejuice quite a bit.
Courage Cowardly Dog.
The cartoon was him and Olivia. Or
yeah, is that Lydia. Lydia. Lydia.
Lydia Deeds, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Rainbow. I don't want to put that on my list, you son of a bitch.
Rainbow Bright, how dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled.
How about Courage?
Inspector Gadget. You got to have Inspector Gadget.
I have Inspector Gadget. I have Courage.
Okay.
Courage, Cow's Your Dog. I thought about, Johnny Bravo, but I didn't put it on here. I don't know if you want it or not.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo you could put on there. I don't know how great he's going to fare up against these other great, cartoons.
I gotta get the list down to 64. Like, this is ridiculous.
I know, it's getting kidding.
Gatchaman?
I would put a lot of
watching Gatchaman as it was released in the US as, I forget what it was called now. It had several different names.
I would put a lot of anime on there, but it kind of doesn't fit. Like,
as long as we're sticking to like shonen stuff, I think it should be fine.
We could do a whole separate one on anime, period. You know,
because anime is cartoon, but.
Yeah, but it's more adult themed, you know? We're thinking.
Not really. I mean, there's. Kids stuff too.
Yeah, there is, but like I don't know. Like I think we could do a whole new like bracket for just anime.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't like separating anime and cartoons because anime is cartoons. But
yeah, I know.
For the sake of like not like having congestion, we probably should split it anyway.
Well, just for instance, I have 5 different Gundam shows on here.
Yeah.
I have the original, I have Gundam Wing, Gundam Unicorn, 8th MS Team, and Zeta Gundam.
I've never seen the lost episode of the Smurfs, Freak 5. I have not. Stargate Infinity,
that's not
really?
A cartoon.
What about the Snorks?
Okay, that one I stopped for a minute. Like, I've never heard of Stargate Infinity. You son of a bitch.
that was a game that never released. Yeah.
What about Snorks?
Oh, Jackie Chan, I love that show.
Yeah, Jackie Chan was pretty
well,
good.
If you want to, we can remove all the anime we have and put them in another bracket.
Yeah, I think we should do that. I think we should remove all the anime and do a separate bracket another day.
Mike Tyson's
ideas.
Yeah.
What about Mr. T's cartoon? You guys remember that one?
I do
remember
that.
Oh, I wasn't going to throw names out because I'm just going to let you guys into
Snorks? What about Snorks? No?
I remember Snorks, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can leave that off.
I didn't like the Smurfs. The Snorks was the worst version of the Smurfs.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you said Infinity used to show. Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Mike Tyson's cartoon. That's a fun cartoon, actually, Freak 5.
I think I'm thinking of Universe.
Infinity is a show, he said. And it was a cartoon. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember heard of that one.
It was bad. Don't bother.
Stargate cartoon. Okay.
Yeah, Stargate, yeah. Shit, I think we pretty much hit
Did anybody mention any of the Turtle shows?
Yeah. I did.
I got three of them on here. I don't have, like, Rise, and I don't have the live-action one.
If you have multiple ones, just put them all under one, you know, one banner break.
Of course I have the real Ghostbusters. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That was a good one. You got
what about the fake Ghost? What about just the Ghostbusters?
Oh, man.
Oh, there were the Extreme Ghostbusters. There were the Ghostbusters. There was another the real Ghostbusters, too.
Yeah.
Completely unrelated.
The one that's based off the live-action show.
Wildcats. Oh, that was a great one.
Ooh, Wildcats was the Jim Lee property, right?
SWAT Cats.
Yeah.
No, Wildcats. It's
Yeah, that is a show, though. That's the one.
SWAT Cats is, but Wildcats was comic-based.
Yeah, that was Jim Lee's comic, Wildcats.
Characters like Grifter.
Yeah. Wildcats was pretty good. Captain Planet,
I have in here, yeah. Humanoids, okay. I didn't have that. I'll have that.
Do you have the Jetsons?
Yes, and Flintstones.
Okay.
Even though I can't tolerate even one of those shows.
I like the Flintstones, okay. I couldn't stand Jetsons, so...
You know. I hear some, like, a lot of people saying, the older generation, like, how that was the greatest show and everything. It was always so fucking boring to me. The jokes were, like, old.
Do you have,
for instance, and there was it was a lot of, like, whoa, how funny is this? He hits this one button to do his job. It'd be funny if you didn't do it every fucking episode.
Yeah, exactly. What about Adventure Time?
I didn't put Adventure Time on here.
Ooh, Adventure Time, yeah. Pinky and the Brain, you got that?
I put Animaniacs. I didn't put Pinky in the Brain.
Okay. I guess Animaniacs it kind
of
covers.
It was part of that, and when it went into its own separate show, it was a big flop. So
yeah. Okay, I think we've got a big enough list. I'm looking through like, you got Avatar on there. I guess we could put that in the animation.
Oh, I don't have it. I don't have either of the Avatars.
Well,
actually.
Leave that for the animation one. We'll leave that for the animation one. But I think we're good, man. I think we're.
You guys have any more obscure ones? Come on, keep it on the Visionaries.
Oh, man, no.
Does anybody remember Cyber Six?
I do vaguely, Eric. That sounds familiar. I get the change they made from the comics, but I didn't like a few of them, like making Mr. Majestic a bad guy. Oh, he's talking about Wildcats, I'm pretty sure. Here's the lost episode of the Smurfs. Is it anything special, Freak Five? Like
Gilligan's Planet. Wow, that is obscure.
I came up with the Spider-Man Hulk Hour. That's really obscure, man.
I don't think that's that obscure.
That's pretty,
on Disney Plus.
Who the hell? Really? That's on Disney Plus? Wow. I'm going to have to check that out, man. You got Tom and Jerry, right?
How dare you, Questbuster? Star Wars droids,
you son of a bitch.
How about the Ewok show? You guys want that?
Oh, God. What is wrong with you, man? Bump in the Night, Weiland says. Bump in the Night. That's not familiar to me.
David the Gnome.
David the Gnome. That's obscure. Oh. What the hell is that? So, I don't know. I think we got Denver the Last Dinosaur. Ooh, that's a... That's an oldie. I don't want to say goodie, but it's definitely an oldie. So, yeah, I think we got our list, man. I mean...
Toxic Avengers.
Oh, the Toxic... Oh, good. I'm glad you got that on there. Yeah, that's a... Man, yeah. I think we got our list, man. Break, you're going to have your work cut out for you, dude. Like, busting those down.
I already had, like I said, I already had about 100 names on here, but we are splitting anime out, and I did say I was going to stop movies, too, so.
Yeah, no movies.
Well, maybe if we're going to do anime, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Just do the cartoons for now.
Gummy Bears. I thought it was G-U-M-M-I. It's G-U-M-M-Y Bears.
Yeah.
Thundar the Barbarian. I did not put that on here.
Ooh, Thundar the Barbarian.
I did put the,
I got one for you. I got one for you. Captain Caveman.
Yeah, I got Captain Caveman.
Oh, okay. Right on. There you go.
Herculoids. That's what I was saying. The Herculoids that I have on here.
Yeah, cool. All right.
There's an old one.
I think we've got a good chunk of cartoons. So you can wheedle out the anime and the movie ones break, and then you're still going to have your work cut out for you, man.
Like, yeah, no shit.
But yeah, we'll have 64.
He doesn't know either. I'm not sure. I have a reboot on here. That's on here.
Yeah, reboot's on there. I never seen reboot. Is it good? Is reboot good?
Yeah, it never properly finished, but most of it. I mean, it pretty much was good the entire run.
Okay, all right.
It was well liked. What I saw of it was good. What I remember of it, I saw it, but I don't really remember it. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I got Rocky and Bullwinkle. Like, how could I not have Rocky and Bullwinkle on here?
Yeah, exactly.
What about BattleTech?
Ooh,
I have that on here.
Yeah. Okay. I love reboot. Wyland Sands.
I know I liked it, but I don't really remember it that well.
What about Exo Squad?
I have Exo Squad. That's a fantastic show.
Damn, you guys, man, you got a lot. Okay. All right,
Frank, I already had about 100 on here before we did this, man.
I just made your job harder, man. You know, I mean, you know, what can I do? Okay, I think that's it for now, guys. Let's wrap this up. Next week, we're going to have the ultimate cartoon battle to decide the best cartoon of all time, so that way we can piss off Wyland. Wyland was not happy with our horror icon bracket, man, at all, but... you know, it should be.
I had about 150 before I started.
Oh shit! Yeah, well, we're gonna have to. You're gonna
have to.
We
started, and then we've added. It looks like about 20, 25 more names. Yeah, about 25 more.
Yeah, yeah. So,
we got any more guys? Come on, let's do this.
Let's make his job harder. No, okay. Let's do our plugs. Make sure come back next week. We'll figure out the greatest cartoon of all time. And I'm sure we'll have 50 million people pissed off at us. Why the hell didn't you guys make Space Ghost the number one, you know, show? I'm like, I mean, come on, guys. This is just a fun thing. I forgot to tell you about my new tattoo idea, Freak 5 says. Okay, tell us, Freak 5, while we do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
I'll say if there is one show in particular you really want on here, tweet me. Tweet us at RP Grinders on Twitter or yeah, send it to RP Grinders. If there's a specific cartoon you want, that, like I said, Slegar and the other guy whose name I already forgot.
Drinks with Josh and Bernie.
Drinks with Josh, yeah.
Bernie also sent you a cow. What was it? Courage the Cowardly Dog.
You're right. Right. I did see that. I forgot. Sorry, yeah. Bernie.
And also she said Muppet Babies. I don't know if you have that.
I have Muppet Babies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Why the hell?
Why the hell is Space Ghost number one? And why are you wrong? What if I put the original Space Ghost on here? Like, oh my god, we have that as number one, and see how that see everybody's minds really fucked up. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'll find out next week, Wyland. You got to be here next week. So, all right, plugs, Breakman.
Oh god, those old cartoons were so bad. Yeah, so many of them.
Do we have more than 64 now?
Oh,
It wasn't that they're. It was just like they had too much like canned animation and stuff like that. They would have been better if they were like 15-minute cartoons.
If there's still room, I'd mention Venture Brothers.
Ooh, I did not write. I don't know why I didn't put Venture Brothers on here. It's one of my favorite shows.
I never watched a lot of it, but what I did watch, I did enjoy.
It's one of my absolute favorite shows. I can't believe I didn't put that.
Or the Tick.
I did put the Tick.
The Tick, yeah, that's a good one. It will be a bookshelf with 26 books on it, one book starting with each letter of the alphabet, and each book will be represented by an image relevant to the book. Ooh, that'd be a heck of a tattoo, man. That'd be like a whole back tattoo or some
that
shit.
That sounds like a lot of fucking work, too. Yeah. It's going to cost a fortune.
Yeah. Well, when you got big money like Freak, like you don't care, man. Okay, let's do it. Plugs, break.
So what you're saying is Freak is a big money hustler.
Venture Brothers is a show where a season takes 10 years to make. That is correct.
Yeah. For instance, for C, it will be a spider's web to represent Charlotte's web. That's a cool idea, Freak 5. I'd be interested to see.
Like, I'm not putting Charlotte's web on this list.
That's a movie.
That's a movie anyways, yeah.
That's
okay.
True.
All right. What you got, Break?
I already did my plugs.
Okay.
Fine, you know what, Frank? This is what you get.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were going to forget about that shit this week, man. What's wrong with you?
It was just an excuse to use harmonica.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. I'm exiling you, son of a bitch. All right, Eric, your plugs.
I write reviews for places like BostonBashForBigA.com and TotallyGN.com. I never got around to writing anything this week, but I'll definitely do something tomorrow because I'll probably hopefully be feeling better. But I was supposed to take this morning to actually do that, but stuff happens. But if you like what I've written, and you want to support me by sending me as little as a dollar to my Patreon would help me out. And my Patreon is in my Twitter profile at EricRPG.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Oh, that's it.
Okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can also catch me on any of the systems, RP Grinders on Xbox, on PlayStation, and on Nintendo. I mostly play PlayStation, but I am on the other systems occasionally. So if I don't get to you right away, I will get to you. Let's see. Oh, make sure and join us next week for episode 600, our big 600 celebration show. We're going to be giving away a video game of your choice on any of the systems, as long as it's reasonable and not one of those $300 special edition deals or anything like that.
And that one's just for like the people in chat, right?
Yeah, and that's only for people in chat, so you want to make sure and be in chat. Twitch.tv/RPGrinders. And you know, you be in chat. I will ask a trivia question. It will be an old school horror question, so brush up on your old school horror movies. And you know, it's a very specific question that I have in mind. I don't want to give it away, so make it a little tough for people to look at Google and Google it, I guess. Let's see. And if you're not in chat, don't worry. I will ask another question. It also will be horror related, but you have a chance to win a $25 gift card of your choice. So you know, don't despair. The first person to send in the correct answer to RP Grinders will win a $25 gift certificate, and you don't have to be in chat for that. And chatters are going to be ineligible for that $25 gift card. So, okay. Not $300, so $299.97, Weiland says. No, you son of a bitch, I'm going to limit it to $60 or less, preferably less. I'm not fucking rich, you son of a bitch. okay, so that's that. We're going to do that. We're also going to be doing the greatest cartoon of all time, so you're going to want to stick around for that. It's going to be a ton of fun. We should have a ton of fun reminiscing, not a lot of news next week, so... episode 600, which I mean, honestly, there's not very many shows that have reached, especially a weekly show, that has hit 600 episodes. So it's going to be a fun night, and we might go a little bit over, so be prepared for that. Also, I'm making an announcement here right now. I will be bringing back, Grindr Dance Party. But I'm going to be doing it on Saturdays. I believe I'm going to be doing it twice, but expect at least one time a month. But I probably will be doing it twice a month on this channel. So Saturdays at like, I don't know, like 8 Eastern or something, I'll be doing a 1 hour Grindr Dance Party, so that should be a ton of fun too. We always have a ton of fun with that. So there you go. All right, let's see what else. Please wash your hands, don't touch your face, stay at home if you can. You know, we've got to do something as individuals to keep this pandemic at a minimum, because obviously the government doesn't give a fuck about you or anybody else. So there you go. Anything else, gentlemen?
Have a good weekend.
I'm just going to ruin it for everyone. Jabber Charles is going to win. Sorry.
We'll see about that, man. Dungeon says, I hope RoboCop wins or StarCom, the U.S. Space Force. Freak5 says, are you getting Kaijudo and Pandalicious on for 600? I tried to get a hold of Pandalicious. I can't, Freak5, so it's unfortunately it's not going to happen. And Kaijudo, forget it. You can forget Kaijudo ever being on this show again.
Yeah, he does but not like you.
It'd be easier to get Panda to do a bumper for the 600th episode.
Yeah, that would be cool, man. If anybody could get a hold of Panda, you know, then... that would be cool, but I'm not expecting anything from anybody, so whatever.
I didn't write the Wacky Races down, but that is a great cartoon.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week for episode 600. Till then, we're out.
Mug? Yeah, what about Mug? What about Stealth? What else are we missing? Vince Noron? I can't think of anybody else. I know I'm forgetting. The last picture been here? Hell no, I'm Mug. Still hate Mug, huh? Okay. What about like the other guys?